Hi, everybody. This is Jason.
This is Pete.
This is the Lost Legions podcast. And what are we here to talk to you today about?
Grenadier! No, yeah, grenades. Grenades and all their explosive fun.
Ye holy hand grenade!
The holy hand grenade. Oh, I wish that was like the Emperor's finest grenade. Anyway, tangent already.
I think that like this has come up a couple of times at a couple of different events and like a couple of times with us. So we just thought it would be good. Like, and these are a couple of ones, like rules questions. We're just gonna like kind of go through and do a couple of these as we go through. And like we've been looking it up and looking for clarifications too. So this one's not super exciting, but we want to know how do you use grenades? Pete, how do you use grenades now?
Only in close combat.
Yeah, that's true. No throwing them. Nope.
No more throwing. That's okay.
I guess you throw Phosphex bombs, but they're not a grenade. So no. Whatever. So yeah.
Specifically combat grenades is this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you used to be able to throw them. I just thought it was kind of dumb that you could just like yeet one grenade between like 20 guys. It didn't feel thematically right. Would you agree?
No, we should all be able to yeet them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm with you.
I remember like glancing out a Storm Eagle with one once overhead. It was like, six is the hit, six is the glance. Get out of here. Like full on Kobe moment. But yeah. there's a number of different grenades. There's perhaps a little bit of nuances for a few of them. So we're just going to cover them off. As Jay said, this will be a short, quick episode. Drop your comments as we're chatting through these down below. Jay, first.
Let us know if you miss yeeting one grenade out of your squad.
Yeah.
The first one we're talking about is the rag grenade, and they're super simple. Only a couple of squads get them, and I believe some Death Guard get to upgrade them, which is really cool. But what they do is give you -1 toughness in the first round of combat. So like your destroyers, who, spoilers, have rag grenades, run in, and then their enemies drop to T3, first round of combat. It's great because it affects instant death threshold, although a lot of units that take them don't have any, like, strength 6 weapons. I think the death guard might have power slides. But, like, yes, it is a really cool weapon, and I think you could, there's some characters, so you can do some really nasty combos if you have a character that has them.
Yeah, I think power mauls are probably your best generic option, right? So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, throwing in a Maw attack with some rag grenades and then buddying up a big Terminator squad with power mauls or whatever, or a veteran squad, that'd be quite cool.
Yeah, even him, he could even have a power
mall. Yeah, he can do, yeah. Or a Phoenix Spear if you're an Emperor's Children player. It's always nice.
Why you gotta be all fancy like that?
Anyway, why digressing already.
Get all barbarian and have a mace.
So, why don't
we move on to the next one?
Yeah, crack grenades. So these have changed quite a lot from the previous edition. And I think people often overlook these a little bit. So the cool thing with crack grenades now is that they auto-hit. So there's no need to roll a hit. And if you're fighting with a unit against a Contemptor and that unit's weapon skill 4, why even bother trying to do anything else, I think? You know, like, why try and risk a Sergeant's Melter Bomb when you could just all use your crack grenades instead?
Yeah.
It's a free, you've got them with the character, with the unit. No need to spend the points. Just rock 10 auto hits. All right, it's AP free. But
a lot of times with my Night Lords, like, because they get +1 to wound, like when they're attacking dreads, I will run in with my chain swords and do chainsword hits, hoping to get like the cheeky wound. But the second turn, I always have learned it's better for everyone to just auto hit with their crack grenade.
Yeah.
Because you're wounding them, you're hitting them on fives, and then you're wounding them on fives, I think, again. So, like, it's just easier, right, to do that than fishing for sixes. And I think against anything that is not got at least armor 12 in the back, right, you're just going to insta-destroy it when you run up to it and just crack grenade it and just insta-hit it.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. I think they work really well now. I think that, like, there's no stress in them anymore. It's just a great option now. Not used them against Mechanicum yet, but I think they can also be used against Automata.
So, yeah, they can. So like Castellax, they'll tear through Castellax, right?
Yeah, because they're AP3, right?
Yes, yeah, but they're unwieldy now, or they just strike blast, I think. Yeah, so.
Strike at initiative one, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think, I'm not sure they even have the unwieldy rule. I just think
they just strike at initiative one.
You are, yeah.
Yeah. So they've changed quite a lot, in a lot of ways, really. Next one, Joe.
Cool. So jumping on the next one are frag grenades, which don't do anything damage-wise in the game. The idea is you throw a frag grenade, people keep their heads down so you can rush in. So what is you strike an initiative when you assault through terrain. And I think that everyone kind of knows this was easy, but the reason we kind of want to definitely bring this one up, and one of the things that people don't seem to remember, is that dreads do not have frag grenades.
Huge.
So when a dreadnought charges you, if you're standing in terrain, it goes last.
Yeah. You got one guy in terrain, right? If he's attacking a unit in terrain. Or is it if he isn't running through the cover?
He has to run through terrain.
Okay. Yeah.
I think if he attacks the guy outside of terrain, he hasn't run through terrain, so I think he's still fine. But like, yes, if you're inside terrain, if you see that dreadnought charging you, that contemptor that you're worried about, and this might directly affect the your crack grenades too, right? Because like at that point you're striking simultaneous. So you're going to have more crack grenades.
Yeah.
It's just something good to remember that they don't have any way to mitigate that. So use the terrain to your advantage. And same goes for anyone else who doesn't have frag grenades, but all Marines have frag grenades. So
Terminators have an option to buy a grenade harness.
That's true.
It's 5 or 10 points, I think, depending on the squad. But yes, you know, you want to be checking that your opponent has actually got that, because that can make a big difference in a lot of situations. You know, it's, I think it's an overlooked piece of war gear. A lot of people will just skip past that or not fully realize just how big a deal that can be for 5 points. It should be an auto take, really. But yeah.
And that frag launcher used to be once a game. I believe now it's not. It's every turn.
Yeah, so, you used to have to roll to hit with a little blast, didn't you, and all sorts of thing. It just goes off now.
Yeah. It's just something you used every turn. It's fine. So yeah, definitely, like Pete said, upgrade your Terminators with those grenade launchers. They're completely worth it.
And the other thing with, just touching on frags again, Jay, the other thing with difficult terrain is any grav weaponry you're using. So if you overwatch a dreadnought with a grav gun as it's charging in, the template of the grav gun becomes difficult and dangerous terrain. So the dreadnought will have to charge through difficult terrain, provided you've hit it, to make the combat, right?
Yeah, Pete actually warned me about this, because we were having a conversation of what's better, a Melta Fist or a Grav Fist. And like, I was like, well, I think the Grav Fist edges it out. It's better. And then Pete's like, yeah, but remember, if you scatter in front,
yeah,
you have to charge through that difficult terrain. If you want to charge it with your dreadnought, then you were going last and he's going first. And I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Oh, that's intense. So, yeah.
A couple little nuances with it in there. Yeah.
It's something to remember when your opponent's like there, right?
Yeah, because for sure.
If they charge through their own grab blast, then they got to go last with their contemptor. Cool. Let's move on to melt bombs.
Yeah. So these have changed quite a bit as well, haven't they, really?
Yes.
Well, mainly the rules around how they work. Like the armor bane and stuff has changed. So you got initiative one, strength eight, armor bane rule. So how that works now is the same for vehicles. So, you know, you get your 2d6 armor pen, but when you're attacking dreadnoughts, they no longer suffer explosive results because they're no longer vehicles, of course. They instead suffer D3 wounds. How do you feel about that change, Jay?
I mean, it's rough, right? Because like, you're already hitting them. Most people with Melta Bomb is a sergeant. You get one attack. You're hitting on a 5 most of the time, right? Like, so you're not insta-killing them. You're going to do a D3 wounds. Because it has instant death, so you're going to do a D3 wounds, like you said. It's rough, right? It is definitely rough. I mean, it's okay. I mean, they're still good against vehicles. They haven't really changed against vehicles. Although I would say the biggest thing to bring up, and I think this is the problem, and Pete had shown me this, when he was playing his Iron Warriors, especially, is that because of the movement reaction, it's a lot harder to get in contact with the vehicle.
Yeah.
A lot of times they'll move up, and you'll move up, and they'll move back. And then it just makes that charge at least 6 more inches, right? So unless you were super close to begin with, it's really hard. Unless, you know, you could trap them or bait out a movement reaction, or you have 2 of them. So I would say, effectively, these things are way worse than they used to be because of that. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really take them anymore. So, I mean, do you take them anymore?
Not at all. No, I used to take them quite a bit as well. But I think they got more expensive through the army list and also less frequent through the army list. Which is important, like, because they now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are, aren't they? Christ. There are still some units that can take, like, the squad may have them for 25. I think the spoiler, destroyers, I think the squad can have them for 25 points, I think.
I mean, at that point, like, that's something where I would say maybe they might...
It's maybe worth it, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's just...
like, on one sergeant for 10 points, it's like... is he really going to do anything with
it? Yeah, exactly. And vehicles are now easier to destroy with Melter, whereas beforehand there was Armored Ceramite and everything, so you couldn't blow them up with Melter. And the Melter bombs were probably a little bit too prevalent, weren't they, in the previous edition? You were seeing it a lot. You know, just go in and blow up a Dreadnought or blow up a whatever.
If I didn't have a Power Fist, I had a Power Weapon and a Melter Bomb.
Yeah, exactly, right. You kind of had to. You kind of had to. Cool, and the last grenade then.
I just want to say, if anyone actually does like Melter Bombs and uses them, let us know in the comments, because I'm super curious. Like, Pete and I have not really found a use for them. And like I said, we were auto-include before. Now they're kind of auto-meh. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Last one is Shroud Bombs. And Pete is who introduced me to these guys. I think it was last edition, though, with his Raven Guard. And they are now -6 in range, -6 when drawing range to something. Primarchs and Night Vision ignore this.
Yeah. But
I think that they are an amazingly good sort of like secondary grenade to have on some units, right? Like, they can really matter. When, especially small arms, it's less of an issue. If somebody's shooting sniper rifles and or las cannons at you, it's usually not that much of an issue. But when the small arms guys are kind of approaching on you, like, that -6 is a lot more when somebody's shooting a bolter at you. And you add this in with the Alpha Legion trait, and that becomes -8. And those guys are jerks.
Yeah, like, you do feel it a lot more, don't you?
And, like, again, like, yeah, it's not going to help you against a sniper rifle, but it will help you against a bolter. And those small arms that are going to try to shoot those recon squads or something that have these. And I think sometimes people forget that they have them. So I think they're a really good addition, something to remember. And so when you run those recon squads, when you run that, I think Vigilators have them as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just remember that you have Shroud Bombs. I think they're a great addition and really cool.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it, isn't it? No other grenades off the top of our heads? I think that's pretty much it.
No, but I do want to note that for some reason I wrote Melt-a-Crack instead of Melt-a-Bomb.
Yeah, I almost read that out. Melt-a-Crack.
I saw you starting to read it. I saw your eyes go, what the?
It's probably a couple like Legion specific grenades we're missing. I think there's stasis grenades. I think, am I right in saying that? Is that a Dark Angels thing?
Dark Angels have missiles. Stasis
is it?
Missiles.
Sorry. Anyway, we've probably missed one or two, but we wanted to keep it to the generic grenades available through the army list rather than go through every book possible, every rule to try and find everything that there is. Let's say thoughts. If there's any preference on grenades you guys have, give it a like, give it a subscribe, and we'll catch you in the next one, I guess, Jay, unless there's anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
Sign up.
I think this episode bombed.
Oh, no. Great. like 10 views. Bye.